There's a microphone to pick up sound, an amplifier to make the sound louder, and a receiver or earphone to pass it along to the ear.
This chair's too low or this mic's too high. I don't know what.
You're too high and I'm too low.
Ow, pinch my finger.
Pinch myself.
I'm like Goldilocks.
You're like the world's worst hockey bracket pool picker ever.
Oh my God.
We will recap. Do you watch James Corden? The Late Show with James Corden, the new guy, the baker from that
movie?
No,
we discussed him in a previous episode, but I've never seen the
show.
Do
you know what he says when he comes out? He says his little thing, and then he's like, "You ready to do this? Everybody ready? Roll the title."
It's a show.
Welcome to It's a Show. We're striving to be the number one independently produced podcast in Canada. So it's just GA and Sparky. Peaker is otherwise detained, and we miss him terribly at this moment. Can I just say that without sunglasses at this time of year, it can be life-changing. It's very difficult to drive with no shades. I tried to get a pair at Canadian Tire, so here's what happened to me.
Whoa.
I'm with my wife. We're looking at barbecues.
Okay,
because
that explains it all. Okay.
We're browsing around the different stores. We're at the Canadian Tire, and you know, we're trying to find the portable so that we can replace the old barbecue on the deck.
Yeah.
But yet when we go camping, we fold it up and take it with.
Genius. Those things exist. They're handy.
Yeah, but they're not cheap. They're as much as a full size or more. $400 they want for those.
Wow.
Anyway, if anybody's got a good used deal, I'm willing to talk. Barter for some airtime. And anyway, so then can't find what we're disgruntled, and she's looking at plants, and then I go, well, sunglasses. I need sunglasses because I'm going on a fishing trip with my son.
Nice.
Scooby Sway and I are going for our first ever fishing trip with my brother-in-law.
Don't forget to roll audio.
Kirk Clavin.
Oh, Kurt.
Kirk.
Kirk. Whatever.
I'm talking about him for a year and a half only. Here's the thing. So then I'm browsing the sunglasses. You know what a knob you feel like when you're doing that at the sunglasses tower? And you look stupid because that...
The tag.
Why did they put the tag right in the middle? Why? So it hangs over your nose and you look like a moron when you're trying on the glasses.
That's exactly how I feel at the eye doctor when I'm trying on frames with no lenses and I can't see because I'm blind as a bat.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, those are good on you. I'm like, really? I cannot tell.
That's
this close
ridiculous.
To the mirror. It's terrible. Did you find any, though?
Found a couple pairs. I found the first pair that I fell in love with aesthetically, and my wife goes, no, they're too pointy.
What does that even mean?
Oh, okay, so they're too
pointy. It's your eyes.
So I chose a pair like damn near the same pair. Yep, those are good.
Of course.
$9.99, mind you.
Can't go wrong.
Head on up to the thing, the self-checkout thing, because there's, you know, 20,000 tills, but one person working
it. Yes, and yeah.
The lady who was just monitoring the self-checkout, I don't know what she's doing at it, cleaning it or whatever, she goes back to her station at the end. You know how they stand behind a podium?
Yeah.
What the hell is that
That's
all about?
Like to observe the transactions as they happen.
It's like a pharmacist.
She's trying to watch you. That's
what she's
doing.
She's up higher and she's like got...
She's making sure you scan
she's
properly.
She's got hand and... But then she doesn't offer to help me. So I'm
because it's self-checkout. You're supposed to know what you're doing.
So I follow the prompts. I'm following the prompts on the digital. And then it goes swipe card or insert.
Yeah.
So I go to the slot right directly underneath where it says insert, whatever. Nope, that's wrong.
Uh-huh.
And then I look to the side and I go, oh, geez, that's embarrassing. Keypad way over yonder, way over here.
What?
So the keypad. So then I slide the card.
Oh, no.
And then it says no slide.
You never slide.
Automatic. And then we go through. Okay, accepted, whatever, go through. And then it goes, no, it doesn't detect the item. So, you know.
Because you took it out of the packaging area.
Yep.
Prematurely.
Took it out of the package there. And so, you know what? I go, this. And I go, forget this. I'm going, boom. Muttering under my breath, and poor stand up behind the podium girl is going, what the hell just happened there? Some disgruntled. God. Like, why can't I get a pair? I still don't have any glasses.
Everyone in the world right now, if you were not a cashier in the past life,
this is what drives me
do
to drink.
Not go to the self-checkout. That's reserved for previous employees of the cashier department stores,
people
like myself.
So you know what you're doing.
Of course I know what I'm doing. I used to do it for a living.
The only success I ever had was at Target. And look what happened at Target.
Yeah, you
closed it all down because I had success at the self-checkout.
Speaking of not having success, let's talk about our NHL hockey bracket.
I don't want to.
I want to.
It's embarrassing.
We've never talked about it. We haven't talked about it in months.
So awkward.
So the It's a Show.
Buried.
The It's a Show podcast. We were a part of the NHL.com bracket challenge. There's four of us. Myself, Sloan Baxter, Peekers Long something or other, and G.A. Shannon.
Long shots.
Who's number four with a whopping 20 with a points?
A bullet. You know where I want
what
a bullet.
What happened?
I'm an idiot.
You went with your heart, not with the skills.
That's exactly what I did. You, I picked the teams who I knew people playing or coaching, and I thought, I'm going to pull for the guys, even knowing that it was a decision that was probably not going to turn out well.
Calgary and Montreal, the only two picks you got right, and that was in the first round. So you're out of it.
Shut it, everyone.
Peeker's long shots, he's at 43 at third place. So he was actually out of the gate pretty good earlier on in like the first round, I think. But now he's terrible.
And you've got a horseshoe up your...
Sloan Baxter, G-Fark in Toronto, 91 points in our little league of four people. And I've got 128, number one.
And what did we decide on that? That we weren't betting anything?
I don't know, but now I'm winning. So I hope we remember. So.
I think it was drinks at Sparky's was on the line.
There's always drinks in my house. I just wanted to bring that up because I like winning.
Yeah, oh, I know.
I found $20 in my parking lot the other day.
No way.
Way.
So one time when I was a kid, I found $20 and then I bought food with it and I got food poisoning. I bought Chinese food.
That's
so,
karma.
Yeah, that's karma.
Karma's so going to get you.
You should maybe give that money to Randy Bolton or something.
I already spent it all.
Oh my God. What'd you buy? Not food?
I bought a booster juice and a Subway. Not a restaurant, not a franchise, but a sandwich. Just want to clear that up.
No
but
food
Subway,
poisoning.
Hey, Subway, if you are listening, I got to say, I'm loving my decision to go no lettuce. No lettuce on subs is the best thing
it's
ever.
Filler.
Oh, lettuce is it's filler. The worst. It's terrible.
It's no food value.
No lettuce.
Not barely roughage.
No lettuce on the Subway. No lettuce on the Big Mac at McDonald's. No lettuce. No lettuce. No lettuce.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is It's a Show, and we are trying to grow the show and help Curtis Hargrove grow his mission to help Angel. Angel is a beautiful girl who makes blankets for kids, sick kids and everything. And Curtis is trying to help her and put her on the map with Ellen and do a little bit of a run to America. But we have a stunning update this week. Take a listen to our chat with Curtis.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 Curtis Hargrove, welcome back to It's a Show.
How's it going?
Good. What do you got going on? Are you typing madly?
No, I was watching hockey.
Excellent choice.
Yep.
Oh, my mic went down. Hang on.
So, Curtis, who are you cheering for?
I don't know. It's tough. I mean, I don't really care because I'm a Leafs fan.
Congratulations on getting the Coach Babcock Coach of the Year. I don't know. I just made that
yep.
up.
Guess who out of all three of us having this conversation has Mike Babcock's cell number in his phone right now? And I've called it, and I've actually spoken to Mike twice, and it was scary.
I bet it was.
It was frightening. Just recap for the audience, the It's a Show audience, what you set out to do, and then give us the big update.
So I was supposed to start on May 31st. I was going to be running roughly 2,444 kilometers from Port Alberni, B.C., to Hollywood, to Ellen Studios for a girl named Angel Magnuson from Port Alberni, B.C.
I just opened up hugginsbyangel.com on my iPad, and I just love the slogan on Angel's webpage. It says, my job is wrapping sick kids up in a warm hug. I sew fun hospital PJs, cuddly love, and hug-filled blankets, travel pillows, and I knit hats to give to sick kids, to kids with special needs, and to hospitals. I hope you will join hashtag Team Huggins with a Z and help me help kids love Angel. What a sweetheart.
She's actually going to be undergoing her fifth jaw surgery. So the big announcement, we had to postpone the Huggins Highway run, which was initially supposed to start on May 31st because we had to push Angel's party back as well. Now, you know, we thought about this long and hard as a team, and all of what we're doing is for Angel. So I'm in no rush, and, you know, Angel wants to be there. She wants to be in good spirits. She wants to be healed, and it's going to take her about 8 weeks to recover. We're going to have her party on August 15th where she can dance and sing, and we can have an auction and just have a great time. And you know, it's kind of the light at the end of the tunnel of all the things she's gone through. And then the next day, we'll do the send-off on August 16th from her Huggins studio where she'll hand me her cat lover's blanket for Ellen and her letter to Ellen. I mean, I do believe everything happens for a reason. Obviously, this is something that you don't wish to happen for a reason. But, I mean, now that I'll be running mid-August, when I start running to Hollywood, Ellen's going to be at her studio. So I don't have to be as crazy and, rush things or whatever. I can just stick around Hollywood, and I can, if I don't get her attention, then I'm just going to camp out. I'm going to run around Hollywood and, I don't know, look like an idiot, I guess.
That's our special guest this week, Curtis Hargrove on It's a Show. You can find us on Twitter, It's a Show Pod. Same deal for Instagram. We're on Facebook at It's a Show Podcast. Like I just contributed today. I tweeted Chad Brownlee because I saw Brent Butt was in the Vancouver Canucks alumni tournament with Chad Brownlee as his partner.
Of course.
So they were paired up. That was kind of cool. And Brent is tweeting about it, but he didn't put Chad Brownlee's Twitter handle in there. He just said Chad Brownlee. So I'm going,
it's a rookie mistake. No. Come on, Brent.
Seriously,
Brent,
Chad. Brent. Who Brent, are you paired Brent. Up with?
Yes.
Why don't you get on the horn with It's a Show and tell us how the tournament went with Brent Butt? So you never know where these things lead.
Hi, it's Brent Butt calling.
Brent Butt. Let me just see if you're on the schedule here. Yes, we're having a big day. We just interviewed Carrie Underwood, and now we're thrilled to interview you. You're twice as talented and three times as sexy.
Well, this is awkward because she and I were married briefly, so now I'm uncomfortable.
That's the way we like to start off the interview.
This is Carrie Underwood on 96.3 Big Earl. Tara Lee is great, but that Greg Shannon?
Oh my gosh. He's the real deal in every sense of the word. He's a performer. He's everything. Every aspect of his show is just incredible. I was blown away.
Brent Butt, born in Tisdale, Saskatchewan, population 3001, the day you were born, I guess. That was in 1966. That makes you a year older and a hell of a lot more successful than me.
That was my goal. I wanted to be a year older and more successful than you. So now I can die.
Hi, I'm Bob Izumi, and I'm hooked on
It's a Show.
And I'm sincere.
We were talking earlier, I'm going fishing with my brother-in-law, my nephews, and my son. First time we've ever done a guy's thing like
this.
It's
going to be fun. Real fun. Saskatchewan, no doubt.
Dory Lake, Northern Saskatchewan.
Ah, see, there is the key. Northern Saskatchewan, the land of lakes and the land of a lot of fish.
And a lot of bugs, I'm surmising.
So true. One of my distinct fishing memories happens to be a family vacation to Northern Saskatchewan. There were bugs that I've never seen before. We were in a crummy old tent trailer, so the bugs got in somehow. And it was slightly terrifying, but we had my dad's girlfriend at the time and his girlfriend's parents follow. They had a nice big motorhome, which I think I was like, I don't know, in my teens, early teens. So I got to sleep in that, which is awesome.
Like a diesel pusher?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big old fashioned.
Like a
bus,
city
bus.
Block.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a little boat, little aluminum boat.
You can't say aluminum.
Aluminum. Rule root. And so we got to go on the boat into the lake, into the water, and we were pulling out fish left, right, and center. It was so much fun.
Did you get a fish first couple of casts?
Oh, we had. I blinked and I had a fish on the line.
That's awesome.
It was really awesome. And I don't fish. I don't like to touch them. I think I'd like to get back into it now that I'm older and, you know, I'm
you
a man.
You come with us.
I'm a man.
You want to do a road trip? You got any days off?
No, I got no days off.
Oh, man. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We're returning Monday, so you only miss one day of work. You'll be back to work on Tuesday.
I think I'm sick. Fishing's great, though, so it's going to be, hopefully the weather's good for you guys.
I'm looking forward to it and the bonding time, too. My son is probably not feeling the same way about the trip, though.
How old is he?
16.
Ooh, he's young.
I never took a road trip like that with my dad.
He has his learners?
Yeah, he's going to drive.
There you go. That's cool.
Let's get back to our interview already in progress on It's a Show with Curtis Hargrove and find out what's next for the Huggins by Angel mission. You're about to make the run of your lifetime this summer, and you just finished a marathon, like what, last weekend?
Yeah, this past weekend I had a rough go, though.
What happened?
But my right foot swelled up at about 23 kilometers, and I was lucky that Heather Fletcher there, she was there, and she actually taped me up at 23. Normally, they're not allowed to tape you up just in case of, you know, any problems or whatever. I've never quit a race in my life. I've never had a do not finish. You know when the course separates where it says half marathon finish to the right here, and if you want to continue with the marathon, go left.
How would we know that? We will never, ever know that as we drink our rum and listen to your story.
Okay. So, yeah, anyways, they have the split-off part. And it, like I said, it took everything in my body to know. And then, you know, I think about all the surgeries Angel's been through. I think about my friend that, you know, he's had stage 4 throat cancer and he's out running marathons and stuff. And I was thinking, you know, my pain is nothing compared to what these people go through. Think about the kids in the school, the message I portray to these kids, you know. Practice what you preach. I always tell these kids, never give up and believe in yourself. You know, you can accomplish your goals with a lot of heart and determination.
Give us a quick update on fundraising. How's it going?
Right now for our team, I think we've raised like $3,500. So, you know, money towards incidentals, fuel, and just campground fees and for Angel, we have raised probably about $800 towards, you know, whatever Huggins needs, like materials and whatnot. And we're just going to continue to push and keep raising for that.
The new kickoff date for the run is at her party on August 16th?
Yeah. Angel's event, Wings for Angel, is going to be August 15th. And then following the next day, August 16th, I will be kicking off the Huggins Highway Run from Huggins Studio in Port Alberni, B.C., to Hollywood.
Take it easy and let us know if there's something you need.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. You guys take care, and I'll keep in touch.
Always great to talk to Curtis. It's GA and Sparky, and a huge shout out to our sponsor, Open Highway, openhwy.com, and they are the proud purveyors of Social Spark. Let your audience do the work for you. Social media marketing and advertising like never before increase relevance, attract and engage more business with ease. This platform is miraculous. If you have any type of venue or special event that you're planning, you got to get in touch with Kelsey and the boys to get hooked up with one of these screens and one of these units. Totally make your event. Hey, Sparky.
Yeah.
Who's awesome?
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Good luck. Don't get hooked. See what I did there? Fishing reference.
Finger guns.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's a Show. I'm GA.
I'm Peeker.
And I'm G-Fark.
Live from Toronto, we got G-Fark on the line, our executive producer. And this whole shooting match is a production of Sloan Baxter. Find him online, sloanbaxter.com, a creative agency powered by mind control robots from a top secret lair in Toronto. Believe it or not. Find him on Twitter at AT Sloan Baxter. That's capital AT, Sloan with an E, Baxter without one. Right off the top, let's hit the social media update. Powered by at Open Highway. That's Open HWY. Once you click that Twitter handle and find their website, you're going to love what you see. OpenHWY.com is the website. You can make social sharing fun for your business too and reap the rewards. They're helping us. They can help you too. Open Highway. Check them out. Now, G-Fark, we got a lot of action going on. First of all, let's start with Facebook. Week to week, up by 8 organic likes. What the hell does that mean?
Well, that means that we've got 8 organic likes that we haven't paid for. That's incredible, actually, when you consider that getting business on Facebook is incredibly difficult with all the changes that they've come up with. So essentially, if you're not paying for your exposure on Facebook, you got to generate it organically. So believe it or not, those are huge numbers. And also of note, currently 50% of our audience on Facebook is in the Central Alberta region, which is something that we're going for. It's kind of part of the plan. And that's split between, you know, Edmonton, Calgary, Red Deer. If those places did exist and if those places had any current relevance to the show that we're doing here, because obviously we're coming from a secret location. And some of the people that we've actually had follow us on or like us on Facebook are Kathy from Toronto, Faith in Toronto, Chantel in Saskatoon, all these women, it's great. And then Christine Korda, at Christine Korda, ChristineKorda. She followed us on Twitter as well, and she's actually a big deal in the social media world. She's actually one of our consultants when it comes to social media. So we look forward to talking to her in the future on the show.
We've been talking a lot in the last week about getting organized, getting the plan together, and figuring out, because we got a lot of guests racked and stacked, but we keep moving around. Our studio is in a suitcase. This week we are broadcasting live from 6 meters beneath the Earth's surface in my basement again. Sparky shows up my doorstep with all the audio equipment, says, I'm leaving town. I said, what? And he's...
Does he have a date?
He showed up at the podcast orphanage.
You know, it's cool if he's got a date. So Sparky, if you got a date, it's cool.
Let's hope he has a date. I talked to you last week about this, and you still didn't get the memo because you sent me, no word of a lie, 9 emails today. 9. And then you go, and we could talk about this, and we could talk about that. And what did I say? Put it on a 1-page. Or a 6-page, whatever it fits on, but I got to have it in front of me.
We're down one hand, or maybe is it two, with Sparky being out of commission, but we'll get things organized. That email that I sent you with those couple of interesting things that we posted on the Facebook page, which is its show podcast, one of them was about Apple and Google being added to a lot of GM cars starting in 2016, basically taking over from their in-car infotainment systems, which is really going to open up a lot of doors for podcasting and shows like It's a Show Podcast.
Here's the thing, man. You can do that already. And I want to explain this because a lot of people don't understand that if you can download It's a Show on Wi-Fi on your device, you know, most likely an iPhone or an Android device, and bring it in your car, and you have the capability to run multimedia with a jack, or maybe it's Bluetooth in your car, boom, you hit the play button, and you're listening to It's a Show on the Road.
Just like that, eh?
Yeah, there's a few of our audience that already do that.
Not to really change topic, but I got something on my mind here.
Okay, I got something on my mind before your mind thing.
Right.
Is you are nose whistling into the mic and also scratching your legs constantly. I don't know if you got a lot of mosquito action or whatever. Yeah, I can. Not only can I hear it, I can see it, unfortunately.
He needs moisturizer. That's what he needs. He needs to moisturize.
Something on my mind right now. As of last night, I am officially out of my playoff hockey pool. I'm out. I'm done. This first year I've ever, I think in about 6 years, that I've been out of a hockey pool winning no money. This is absolute bull crap.
Is that the It's a Show one, or is that the actual real one?
No, that's the one I'm really in. It's crazy. I mean,
the It's a Show podcast pool, I think three of us picked Montreal and Calgary to be in the finals, and I think GA actually picked Toronto FC to be in the Stanley Cup finals. So
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Sorry, you're offside.
I need to get the violin music.
Not a thing. Nada.
Is there a parenting with Peaker moment involved in that at all? Can you somehow teach your kids something from that? Or can other kids that might be listening learn something from those experiences?
Just a sec. He's making out on the couch or something. What is with the noise? Just sit still.
I can't. Listen.
You're going to have to sit on the floor.
I'm an amateur, okay?
Don't have to say it. People are getting the vibe. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk about, and I saw, okay. What is happening? Okay. Okay, we got to get this guy a chair.
Well, I think we need to get on the horn to Chair Depot and get them on board as a sponsor. But hopefully that won't be a problem in our potentially new space that we're going to be moving into, which we can't really talk about now. Hashtag cliffhanger.
Yeah, if we get this space, it's going to be amazing. The only one problem, we've got a bit of an acoustic challenge, and it's very roomy. It's a huge space. You're going to love the YouTube videos we put together if we make this deal happen. You put something on Facebook this week for It's a Show involving Anheuser-Busch.
Well, I just thought it was kind of funny. It's the funny, not funny story. It's one of those, you know, posted on our Facebook page about how Anheuser-Busch was going to divert some of their capacity for making beer to actually providing canned water for all the people down in Texas that have been affected by the floods that have been taking place there recently. And I thought it was sort of ironically funny, Canadian funny, in the sense that we joke around about American beer tasting like water to begin with. An ironic twist that I thought was worthy of posting on our Facebook page, but ideally bringing note to the fact that there's some really terrible stuff going on in Texas with these floods, and hopefully things get taken care of soon. And I thought it was a really noble gesture on the part of Anheuser-Busch to provide that water. And actually, they have a plant in Georgia, I believe, that's actually can be set aside to provide canned water in emergency situations like that. So,
did I mention I went fishing last weekend?
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So I got away with my son, a father-son bonding fishing trip, and we drove miles and miles and miles and miles to another province way up north, went with my brother-in-law and my nephews, so Scooby Sway's cousins, and rustic is the word to describe Dory Lake Lodge. Look them up. It's a beautiful place, man. Unbelievable. And there's no cell service for miles. Like, I mean an hour, any which direction. So that's a good thing, because we're up there and it's just tranquil and you can hear the birds and smell the air. So we just went out in the dock and my nephews threw a couple of casts in the water and caught fish immediately. It was unbelievable. And then we went back and had some beers and some bonding boy time and told a lot of stories. Then the next morning we got up and we hit the boat. And this boat is vintage. It's older than me for sure.
Wait, whoa. Did they have electricity at that time? I don't know.
I'm telling you, man.
Did the engine run on gasoline or kerosene?
This lake is huge. Seventh largest lake in Saskatchewan. So I thought, well, how big can that be? We never got out of the bay for an entire day. We were just fishing in hot spots in the bay. and then there was two islands. And if you'd go through the center of the two islands, you would get into the mouth of the big lake. My nephew, Kenny, every time he put his hook in the water, he pulled out a good-sized fish. It was like nonstop. So I'd cast, do my thing, and halfway through reeling in, I'd have to reel it in real quick and throw it down so I could help him with the net and get the fish hooks out of the next one. And he actually ended up catching a 15.5-pound pike, which wow. is a good size. It's like the size of a small child. So I caught 5, but I had to throw one back because it was too small. So Sawyer and I actually got 4 keepers.
Nice.
And we had 25 fish total between the 5 of us. So that's limiting out. And it was kind of funny when I got my license. You have to get your Saskatchewan fishing license. So, of course, I go online and I have trouble with that. It didn't work out
no.
as well as I
You had trouble?
Yeah, I had trouble online.
Weird.
I decided to call the 1-800 line. And I got this beautiful lady. She goes, "How you doing?" And I said, "I'm good." And I got all confused because I go, "Who did I call?" And so we go through this whole thing, diatribe of how to get the license and the social insurance number, passport. You got to fill out all the hoopla. I said, "So what's your name?" She said, "Teddy, like the bear." And I said, "Wow, Teddy." I said, "Let me just say you're doing wonderful things for U.S.-Canada relations." And because she was really good customer service and everything. And I said, "But why, when I phone a Saskatchewan fishing license hotline, am I getting an American?" And she said, "Well, they got too much work and not enough people, so they diverted it to us."
Wow.
So there you
That's
go.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
So I've actually never been on a fishing trip ever.
That is a sad story. Why you never been on a
well,
fishing trip?
I mean, like, you know what? We, you know, growing up in Manitoba, we had a cabin, and whenever we had a boat, we were skiing behind it. We never actually took the time to really fish. I did try it out a couple times. Had a horrific experience with my grandfather.
haven't we all?
Well, it actually, this might have actually scarred me for life.
Oh, no.
We're fishing for walleye. I was such a wimp. Like, I had troubles putting the worm on the hook. Like, I would start crying because I was, like, putting the worm on, and there's, like, guts flying everywhere. And my grandfather's like, "You know what? This ain't going to work." And I'm like, "Nope, I don't think so."
And how old would you have been? Like, 25?
No, 30. But no, I was 10. I don't know. I just didn't have much interest in it, man. I just there was a motor and a boat, I was doing some barefooting or slalom behind it.
And see, I've never done that. I could never do barefoot.
You haven't lived until you're barefoot.
I
buddy.
Can't do it, man.
My That's awesome.
Feet are very delicate. G Fark, have you ever been on a fishing tour?
Well, yeah. When I was a little kid, I'm not a big fan of flies. They kind of irritate me. So something I sort of avoid. Being in the big city and stuff like that. Yeah, fish. I'd rather just watch people fish on TV. It's much more relaxing.
Really? Because I can't. That's as worse as watching tennis.
Okay, guys. My nephew Kenny was telling me about this guy, and I have seen him before on the internet. Have you seen? It's like a blooper reel, and he's an actual fishing show host, and he's hilarious. His name is Bill Dance. You're going to love this guy. If you've never seen him before, it is classic stuff. So we'll put it up on It's a Show Podcast on Facebook and It's a Show Pod on Twitter too. Guys, I got to go to a cool thing on Friday. It was the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame induction dinner. And Joey Moss was one of the inductees. It was incredible. He's been with the Oilers.
Joey Moss.
Joey Moss. So back in the day, Gretzky dated his sister Vicky. And there was 11 kids in that family, including Joey. Wayne liked them so much that he said, "You know, I'm going to get you a job. Would you like to work for the Oilers?" And he put that all together for him. And boom, Joey Moss, 33 years with the Oilers and the Eskimos as well. And worked in the training room and everything. And so he was there being honored, being vetted with his whole life story up on the big screens. I was so glad to be a part of that. Kevin Martin, perhaps you've heard of his work on the curling ice. Kevin Martin closed the show. He was amazing. And also in there, we had Carla McLeod, a.k.a. Cribber. She's an extraordinary person. And I had the chance to roll some tape on Cribber getting inducted into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. Her speech was awesome.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. I'm nervous right now. And it's interesting because when my players are nervous, I always say to them, it's a great thing. Because if you're nervous, it means the moment matters. And you're excited about what's going to happen next. And I tell you what, this evening's exciting. When I received the phone call in February there informing me that I had been selected for the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame, I truly couldn't express how I felt. I didn't have the words, and to avoid that sort of same jibber-jabber here tonight, I did some homework. So like any great researcher, I turned to Google, And in the Google bar, I typed the word incredible. And after I typed that word, it popped up the following three terms: highly unlikely, improbable, and doubtful. Interestingly enough, the same three words my siblings used when I told them I was going to become a Hall of Famer. I love you guys. It also said impossible to believe. And so to everyone at the Alberta Sport Hall of Fame, thank you for giving me the opportunity to believe in the impossible. Thank you for this incredible moment. I might have spit on you, I'm sorry. I'm nervous, folks. It's raining spadiddle up here. Anyway, I digress. Sorry. This is such an honor, and it's been such a great night. Thank you very much.
Cool.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, in this juncture of our It's a Show podcast broadcast, it's time for Who's Awesome?
You're Awesome.
Our national one actually is kind of cool. Mark Cunningham, his Twitter handle is @Cunningham_Mark, M-A-R-K. He's actually the Senior Director of Customer Experience for SundanceHelicopters.com.
Wow.
@SundanceHeli, Heli, H-E-L-I. Yeah. The one reason I thought it was actually really cool is because Sparky's heading down there soon. And we'll hopefully we can maybe get this guy on the show or something and maybe line up a free helicopter tour or something.
Oh, and this is awesome. I'm pretty excited about this. Big Rock Brewery, based in Calgary. www.bigrockbeer.com. They're sold nationally, including in the great province of Ontario, where G-Fark is residing. And they got a second brewery now in Vancouver, Big Rock Urban Brewery. That's bigrockurban.com. The Big Rock Eddies. I love this. I've loved this for a long time, but they got a new twist on the Eddies now. It's a 22-year tradition with a long history of awarding up-and-coming filmmakers. This year, they're going to continue that tradition with a new twist. They're going to do a short film festival coming up this weekend, June 6th, 7 p.m., Theater Junction Grand in Calgary. And what an amazing success story that Big Rock has been here in Alberta.
They're pretty cool. They got a lot of different beers. I was actually doing some research into it this past week when they started following us. And hopefully down the road, we can start doing some work with them. The one great thing about them is they're right across Canada, right?
And they got some great swag on their website. And I'd love to start giving out some Big Rock stuff to our listeners. That would be awesome.
Yes, that would be great.
So Big Rock Brewery, who's awesome?
You're awesome.
Okay, that was good. Lastly, but not leastly, let's talk about this guy. He's the Director of International Affairs for the NHL Players Association. His Twitter is @TY_CURRIE. A very influential person. Man, this is amazing that people like this are following us.
I know, it's fantastic, and you might think that it was some kind of like Thai curry, like a dish that you get when you go out for dinner, but it's actually Tyler Curry, apparently a big fan of the Boston Red Sox, as well as Tom Brady's balls over there with the New England Patriots.
Oh, boy.
But it's true, and apparently he's quite the political neophyte. From his picture on his Twitter account, it looks like he has actually better hair than Justin Trudeau, which is something to look forward to.
That's impossible. Those are fighting words.
I know, but you can check him out for yourself at his website. This guy's actually even got his own personal website. It's tycurry.com. And now he's a big fan of It's a Show podcast. You know, we're looking forward to this big Toronto surge in our fan base, which is really taking place this week, both on Facebook and Twitter. So here's another one.
Peeker's pouting now because you said this guy has better hair than him.
Yeah.
Basically is what you intimated.
Dead to me.
I might have used the wrong terminology there because we all know how special Peeker's hair is. What great attention to detail that he does take in its grooming and shaping and forming.
You have no idea.
You're close.
Well, maybe we should start a new feature called the Peeker Hair Hall of Fame.
Ding, ding.
Anybody that comes close but not, you know, measuring up fully to Peeker's hair.
So only I get to induct them.
In that. Forget about Parenting with Peeker. We'll have now Peeker's Hair Hall of Fame. How's that?
I like it. And there could be a whole ceremony and everything. It's going to be awesome. Maybe we could get it sponsored by Tommy Guns.
That would be a great angle, Greg.
Grow the dough.
That's his new hashtag, grow the dough. We have our first sponsor with openhighway.com. They're fabulous people with a fabulous software product. Openhighway.com online, and it's tricky because it's H-W-Y, so that's don't get screwed up. Openhighway.com. check them out. And yeah, because of them, we're able to grow our dough a little bit and buy a new laptop. Who's excited for the laptop?
Exactly. Woo!
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. I am so pumped about that. And we're in development with a website for It's a Show, you know. Like, we're catching up to the 90s, and we're going to actually have a website. It's going to be amazing.
This is fantastic.
Yeah,
we're actually going to become relevant.
And GFARC, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're a smidge away from 500 followers on the Twitter. Is that not correct?
Technically, GA, we would have been over 500, except due to the careful curation process that we actually here at Sloan Baxter undertake when we do work with our social media accounts, like It's a Show Pod, we actually didn't follow a lot of people that, I wouldn't call them people, they're like auto follow bots or whatever you want to call them on Twitter, and things that don't have any relevance. So we just don't really follow those because they don't bring anything to the table for us in terms of engagement with an audience. But we're actually sitting around 483, 485 currently right now, which is phenomenal growth.
I had a brainwave earlier this week about what we could do when we hit 500. Somebody, the 500 follower is going to get a gift. What was it? I told you what we should do.
It was a $25 iTunes card, I believe.
Yeah, a $25 iTunes gift card from royaltyrecords.ca, so you can grab Amy Metcalf's record, the Boom Chukka Boys, Tristan Horncastle. You can go crazy because their roster is extensive, and you can buy lots of singles or buy a couple of albums with this gift card that they've supplied us with. So that's what we're doing for our 500th follower, and of course, we're going to have some shots in the studio.
Absolutely amazing. Not to brag, but on my Twitter account, I got 507. Just saying.
Oh.
That's an internet tipping point for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for sticking with us on It's a Show. You can find us on Twitter. It's a Show Pod. It's a Show Podcast on Facebook and iTunes. I was trying the show. The one thing I want to ask you, GFARC, is on Facebook and Twitter, to find the episode, if you're a neophyte and we give out the Twitter and Facebook locations, and then they go on, they're expecting to just click right away and hit a show. Sometimes you can't do that. You got to scroll down. There's all these weird hyperlinks. And how can we make this easier?
The easiest and most straightforward way to do it is maybe just to go to itsashowpod.podbean, podbean.com, which is our hosting site for the podcast, where you can actually get their app to use on your iPhone or Android, and also you can stream it right on your computer at home or wherever you are, or your tablet, so on and so forth.
I'm GA.
And I'm Piger.
And I'm GFARC.
And this is It's a Show. God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because you really should. We'll see you next week, I hope.
Remember, kids, always floss.